Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
And of course, as we approach Thanksgiving, it is one of the largest travel weekends, busiest travel day of the year. And if you're flying on the airlines, you may be afraid to go to the airport because of either stories you've heard about what's going on in Bangkok this morning, or just leftover angst and pain from the serious delays which caused the airlines to be in the headlines all this summer. Joining us now to sort of update us on what's going on with holiday travel. We've had a spike in fuel prices and now a decline in fuel prices. What's going on in the airline industry? Scott McCartney joins us. He's travel editor for the Wall Street Journal. He also writes the middle seat column for the Journal. Scott, thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you, John.
It seemed like there was only bad news for the airlines this summer, and a lot of it was related to fuel costs, reducing services, increasing fees. What's going on if you're on your way to the airport this morning?
Well, fuel costs are down. That's good for the airlines. Traffic's down. That's not so good for the airlines. And I think a little relief for holiday travelers. But the fees are still there. I think some people who don't travel frequently are going to head to the airport and be surprised that it really is a different travel world out there.
And we're talking about luggage fees, extra bag fees, and you're paying cash for almost everything you get on the plane, even including the nuts and crackers.
Yeah, that's right. If you want any kind of food on board, you pay for that. The baggage fees are the big thing. Most of the major airlines are charging $15 each way to check one bag, $25 each way to check two bags. So you show up at the airport with two bags, and you're looking at another $80 on top of your ticket.
A couple of passenger-friendly trends, however, relate to the reduction in traffic. We've also seen some airlines actually go away since the summer. Is the reduced traffic, maybe it's a sobering economic reality for the airlines, but for passengers, does it make rational sense given that the infrastructure seemed to be really pushed beyond the limit this summer?
Yeah, I think so. I think this summer, and more so the previous summer, we had really maxed out on the capacity of the system. The capacity needs to increase. When the economy rebounds, we're going to be in the same world of hurt in terms of air travel. But airlines have taken about 10% of their domestic flights out of the skies. That reduces congestion at airports. It makes the lines at security check-in a little bit shorter. It makes it a little bit easier to check your bag. It just generally takes some of the strain off the system. And so in that sense, it's a good thing. It's interesting. The airlines took the capacity out because of high fuel prices, but their timing ended up really good this time. The fuel prices came down, but then the economy tanked. And so they were actually reducing capacity just as demand was really dropping off. And for a change, they got it right this time.
Well, then perhaps this is an opportunity for the new administration, for Barack Obama, to name a Secretary of Transportation or formulate a policy that's going to really take advantage of the situation and improve things for the long term. What's your recommendation?
Oh, I think that's crucial. I wrote a column on Election Day as sort of a letter to the next president, whoever that would be. And I think transportation is an area where this clearly is the time to make major improvements. It's a lot like infrastructure on the roads. It's easier to rebuild the bridge when there's less traffic. It's easier to expand capacity of airports, to install modern air traffic control equipment and all when some of the strain is out of the system. And I think this is an area where a new administration really can improve people's lives quite quickly. I think we would all like to see improvement at TSA checkpoints. And there are things they can do quickly to say, hey, there's a different game in town, and we're going to make it a little bit better for you.
And I heard a report that maybe the restrictions on liquids is probably going to go away. That might be something to look forward to next year. Finally, if we're paying more fees for bags, are the airlines doing better financially, and who's in the best shape?
Well, given recession is never good for airlines, compared to some other industries around here, the airlines are actually doing okay, and they're not in Washington begging for bailouts. In terms of who's in the best shape, Southwest Airlines is the airline that has been most profitable, that has the most capital, that really is well-positioned in terms of being the strongest.
So that hasn't changed. Scott McCartney, thanks so much for joining us.
Sure. Good to be with you.
Scott McCartney is travel editor for The Wall Street Journal. He joined us on the phone from Dallas.